Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is warming up as we transition into a pleasant evening. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing mild temperatures, perfect for a night stroll. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler, while Eilat remains warm as usual. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu's campaign is gaining momentum as state ceremonies unfold. This comes as talks in Washington, D.C. today are seen as a potential breakthrough for peace between Israel and Lebanon. Also, Ynet shares that Mojtaba Khamenei, Iran's new supreme leader, suffers severe burns and awaits a prosthetic leg after a strike that killed his father. He has undergone multiple surgeries. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post highlights how recent actions by Iran have brought Israel and Saudi Arabia closer together, forging a new regional alliance. Separately, Israel Hayom notes that Egypt is urging Lebanon to establish boundaries in its negotiations with Israel. Cairo was reportedly caught off guard by Lebanon's direct engagement. And finally, I-24 News reports that with Iran's supreme leader incapacitated, the IRGC is now effectively governing Tehran. Here's what people are saying online. From Israel Hayom, Iran's strategic moves present a serious threat to Gulf states, which they described as a nightmare scenario. Inet News reports that a 4-year-old was injured in a stone-throwing incident in the West Bank. The IDF has since cordoned off the area near Nablus in search of the assailants. Al Arabiya states that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman discussed regional de-escalation with Japan's Prime Minister, focusing on maritime security. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's coverage, Netanyahu is intensifying his campaign amid ongoing state ceremonies. Talks in Washington may offer a glimmer of hope for Israeli-Lebanese relations. These negotiations have the potential to reshape regional diplomacy, impacting future peace efforts. Turning to the situation in Iran, Ynet reveals that Mojtaba Khamenei's injuries have left him in a vulnerable state. The power vacuum has implications for Iran's internal politics and its international posture. The IRGC's increased influence in Tehran could alter Iran's strategic calculations. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post notes how Iran's recent maneuvers have inadvertently strengthened the bond between Israel and Saudi Arabia. This emerging alliance could redefine regional alliances and counterbalance Iranian influence. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights Egypt's unexpected role in Israeli-Lebanese talks. Cairo's pressure on Lebanon to set clear negotiation boundaries may alter the dynamics of these discussions. Egyptian diplomacy could be key in maintaining regional stability. And finally, with Iran's leadership in flux, I-24 News reports the IRGC's ascendancy in Tehran. This shift in power could have far-reaching implications for Iran's domestic and foreign policy, affecting its neighbors and beyond. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that prices for controlled dairy products in Israel will rise by about 1.05% starting May 1st. This increase is part of an automatic update, impacting consumers nationwide. Separately, Israel Hayom Business announces that GoMobil is launching 230 new Lego models in Israel, expanding its market presence with both official and parallel imports. And finally, CTEC reveals that Lyft has acquired Getz UK operations for $55 million. This marks a strategic expansion into Europe, while Getz focuses on its Israeli operations. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.